Okay, now to France, where butchers say they are under threat from so-called militant vegans, and they have asked the French government for protection. Butchers say what's at stake is not just the right to eat meat, but a way of life. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
Didier and Sandrine Tasse have run their butcher shop on this busy street in Paris for 19 years. They know all their customers and discuss growing children and family vacations. The Tasses say it's a great livelihood, but these days the butcher and his wife are nervous about threats from militant vegans.
Les gens qui veulent pas manger, c'est leur droit, mais après.
The couple say if people don't want to eat meat, that's their right, but imposing their beliefs on others isn't. Imagine working 20 years building a business, they say, and then someone comes and damages your shop. In recent months, hardline vegans have thrown fake blood on butcher shops and scrawled abusive graffiti. They've broken windows. Jean-François Guillard is president of the French Confederation of Butchers. He appealed to the Interior Minister to do something about the incidents in a letter last month. Guillard says the country's 18,000 small butchers are the backbone of the French economy and more.
En France, le boucher, c'est...
In France, you go to your butcher like you go to your doctor. It's personal, and the heart of any French village or town is the baker, the butcher, the café. If we don't have these small businesses, the social fabric will be gone. Amazon is nice, but it isn't everything.
Brigitte Gauthier is with L214, a vegan association that defends animal rights. Gauthier says her group would never perpetrate violence because that's exactly what it's campaigning against.
We put hidden cameras in slaughterhouses and document things like baby chicks being ground up and other cruelties. We try to show the reality of how animals live and die while being raised, transported, and slaughtered.
Gauthier says while it might be tough to convince the French to give up meat, people are concerned with animal welfare. She says her organization has convinced major egg companies to stop caging their birds. And last month, thanks to one of L214's clandestine videos, a slaughterhouse was sanctioned by a court and one employee was fired. Back in Tasse's butcher shop, 48-year-old Didier Tasse wheels out half a cow carcass hanging on a hook from his freezer. He slices different cuts of steak from it every day. The cow is a Blonde d'Aquitaine, a breed from southwestern France. It has papers that show when and where it was born, raised, slaughtered, and that list its vaccines. Tasse says French butchers work hard to do their best by their customers and animals.
Okay, merci, au revoir.
Customer Frédéric Maglione calls vegans who attack butchers terrorists.
Alors, oui, je pense qu'il y a des vrais problèmes.
But Maglione acknowledges problems in slaughterhouses and says that's why she buys meat only from the butcher, never the supermarket. She says mass industrial production is the problem and thinks most French people are ready to pay more for their meat and eat less of it if that means better treatment of animals. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.